Gitten, Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel. Bakol Koisvin, any type of ink. There's no kpedis on what has to be used. This is not Sefer Torah or Mezuzah or Tefillin when one writes a get. There are a few tenoim, but it's not important as to what's being used to write. Bakol Koisvin, Bidyoi. This is ink. Dyoi is what we use for stam, for Kedusha stam. Sam is some type of gold, something that they made out of a plant. Sikro is red. The kumus is some type of sap from a tree that they used to make ink out of. The kankantoim, that's black, and it's used for painting. It's not really used for customarily for writing. The tzad hashav of all these things is that they're different things that when you use them to write on a shtar, on a piece of paper, they all last. The Mishnah says, "Ubechol davashu shel kayama." However, in koisvin lo b'mashkin, if there's some type of fruit juice that could be used to form letters on a paper, it's not miskayim, so it doesn't have a shem v'kosav. V'lo b'meperos, like we just said, mashkin meperos, because two different ways of saying the same thing. Other fruit, v'lo b'chol davashen miskayim, that doesn't work. Ala kol koisvin, this is not a shaila what. With what writes, but on one what writes. V'kosav lo sefer. So v'kosav, we just said, means k'sav ha-miskayim. V'kosav lo sefer. Sefer means writing, which has a certain tzuru. What could it be written on? Al olo shel zayis, could write on a leaf of a zayis, of olives. V'al ha-keren shel paro, could write on the keren of the paro. But there's one tnai over here. V'noisin lo es haparo. Here's a problem. Let's say a fellow decides to write a get to his wife, Harem, and tells l'chol adam. He would write that loshon with the shem o'ish, with the shem o'ish. All of it he would inscribe on a balchai. Karen lav davka, any part of a balchai. L'maisa, if he gives her the get, he's not giving it to her. V'noisin lo means he has to give her that thing and it becomes hers. It's not. It's attached to the animal. So there's a prerequisite over here, als the kosa vinosan, that vinosan lo saparo, I'll have to give her the whole thing. Even though the get is not really meshach shaykhi to the rest of the animals on the keren shel paro, hafilochi, you'll do the maisin nesina by giving her the whole paro. Al yad shel evit, vinosan lo sa evit, you can write on the hand of an evit. Again, I'll have to give her the whole evit. Otherwise, the writing that's on the hand of the evit, avada won't be good. The Olo Shel Zayis, the Mishnah doesn't have to speak it out because we're not talking about that's on the tree. We're talking about it's detached. Now, what would be if it would be Mechuba Lekarka? It would sound the Mefarshim HaMedayik that Mechuba Lekarka Bechlal is not a Mais in the Sinu. And that's the din that we have in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dal Bez Hashem. The din that we have over here in Mishnah Gimel is that there has to be a Nesinu. And the Nesina doesn't have any standards on what it can be written. Anything you can hand over, you can write on. And not anything that's alive. Ruachayim, by the way, means only an animal, not a plant. And not on oichel. An oloshel zayis, that he could write. Anything that's not here to hold on to information that's written on it, it has a use. An oichel, an animal. The fact that there's writing on it, that's not a sefer. It's just writing on the side of an animal, on the side of an apple or a tangerine. Mashenkin on a olashel zayis is not roed lachilu. So what is it? It's a leaf that's being used as a piece of paper. It doesn't say any place it has to be made out of paper. A leaf could be instead of a piece of paper. But it has to be a sefer. That's the din over here that we have in this Mishnah. Mishnah Dalid, the halacha that we just pointed out, in Kaisum b'mechub l'karka. One cannot write on the Mechuba Lekarka, and the Nekuda over here is not only else the Chesaron and the Shem Sefer that we had in the Sefer, the Mishnah before, but it's because anything that's Mechuba Lekarka can't be given from one person to another. If I want to give somebody else a house, I don't do Vinosan. I'm Maknet, and there's a way of transferring ownership, but that's not Vinosan. Now, it's an interesting aura because there have been many dinim in Shas of Mekchum Memkar. An evid is dumya lekarkois. Marshall, the two basic components of property, which is metaltalin and karka, there's dinim ha metaltalin niknes, there's dinim ha karka niknes. The kinyonim of karka are different than the kinyanim of Taltan. The kinyanim of an Eved are the kinyanim of Karka. Shibudim is ready not so pashut. The Shibudim on Karka, again, it's not Eved. I say the Shibudim on Karka, there's no Shibudim on the Taltan. What's the din of an Eved? Vinishvi, normally an Eved would have a din of Karka. If Karka ain't an exelus, you can't steal a piece of land. You could pick somebody up and throw him out of his house and move in, but you can't steal the land. They won't be careful on stealing a house from somebody, stealing a farm from somebody. Mashenkein metaltlin, you steal. You could steal. An Eved has a din of karka in that regard. Still, the halacha over here is that the halacha that passels up a get written on Mechubal karka does not passel up an Eved. We had in the Mishnah before that one could write a get on the Yodish 11. The reason for that is because there's no chson in karka alza sefer. It's not like an oichel or a balchai. The problem is only because felt in the sina. So by an eved who's transferable, he's movable, so you can give the whole eved like we learned in the Mishnah Gimel. That's why it's good. Now here we have another halacha. Ksovoy b'mechuber t'loshe v'chasomoy. He writes the get on mechuber. He writes it on the bark of a tree. T'loshe. He then peels it off the tree, and now it's like a piece of paper, no worse than a leaf. V'chasomoy. He signs it unesone lo kosher. Says Mavur over here in the Mishnah, the reason why it's kosher is because it was turned into its final form as a legal document. With a chsimas ha'edim, it was turned into that when it was already tloshoy. Reb Yehuda poisel, achatei ksivosoy v'chasimosoy betolosh. He holds that the ksiva as well has to be when it's roy to be called a get. So you want to explain it like this. In the Etzem Din, everybody is in agreement that it's not enough that the final form of the get is tolosh in order to do ma'aseh nesina. If the get was completely created on the bark of a tree, on a mechubal karka, since it's not royal l'nesina, the get won't have kashrus, because it's not only chson the ma'aseh nesina, that means that now the get is a get that's not royal l'nesina. It has to be written ba'oifin, where at the point of being turned into a get, it's roy linasina liisha. That being said, less mandapolik, if the whole get was written, signed, everything onto the bark of a tree, it cannot be then detached and given over. Kuliyam. Where's the machlokes? The machlokes is there's two parts of a get. We'll introduce a term that we haven't used yet. In the Masechta of Gittin and in other places in Shas, you have a lashon called a toirif haget and a toifis. The toirif, which means the Toichen, whenever you want to say in Lashon HaKodesh, you want to say to somebody the main points that were discussed in the conversation, you say the Torif Advarim. Torif means the essence of what's important. The essence of a Lashon of a get is the Shem Ho'ish and the Shem Ho'isho. The time that the get is man, and it has to say the Etzem Nusach of Areya Mutaz L'chol Adam. Then there's auxiliary Lashonis, which are standard in every get. It's not necessarily his name, her name, the place. It's a standard nusach that's written in a get, a little bit wordy. That toifis, which is less important, you certainly don't need midaraisa. Midaraisa, why don't we write a toif in a toif? Rabbi Yehuda holds that this din, that it has to be completely written ba'oifin, that it could be given over, is both on the ksiva and on the ksima, and it's on both parts, the teref and teifis. Now, the teifis really you don't need. They will go to the rabban, if you're going to write the teifis on the trees, then you're going to write the teref also. No. The teifis should be written l'chatkila bitolush, but l'maisev was written b'mechuber, and then it was cut off. V'chasomai over here doesn't mean the ksimis. The chasomei over here, the nusach of chasomei over here means it was finished. Finished means the taifis, which again, you don't really need. It's only dinderabon. Severe, the halach is if it was detached and it was written, where the taifis, the part that's not important, or the part that's less important, was written b'mechuber, there chazal weren't geizer. What it means over here, tloshev of chasomei means he took it off the tree, he detached it, and then he wrote on the part that's ma'akiv. The Shem Oish, the Zman Haget, and the Harem Tes Choladim. He finished off the Chasomoy as Metaltlin. The fact that it was Mechubal Lekaka when the standard Nusach, the less important part, the Tevis was written, that we won't be Ma'akif, that we won't be Machmir. So within the Son of Lekosha. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, they were geizim. Rabbi Yehuda ben b'sei roime, en koisun leal niyor ha-mochuk, v'leal ha-difter, niyor mochuk is a paper or cloth that was erased one time, you won't be able to see if then other details are erased. This is what's called a ksav sheyochel lezdayif. It's a ksav where you could tinker with the ksav and you could erase words and you could stick in words. Once it was erased one time, so then you'll never be able to see if you erase more. The mechik is already there. The roshim of the mechik is already there. Diftero is also. It's a ksav sheyochel lezdayif and a sheyochel lezdayif. V'chom makshir. The chom don't have a problem with the ksav sheyochel lezdayif. Here the Gemara takes this machlokes to the machlokes of Eidei Chesumah Karti, Eidei Mesira Karti. We've spoken this out in the beginning of Perek Aleph, and that is that if you hold Eidei Chesumah Karti, then that which is the essence of a shtar is that which is verifiable from the paper itself. The Eidim that are signed on the shtar and the information that's written in the shtar. That being said, it has to be that the shtar is accurate because it would be impossible to change details. Maybe somebody gave a get, and maybe he wrote a t'nai into the get. He's only being megarish if she gives him $250,000 next week. Maybe. But if it doesn't say it, it doesn't say it. But maybe not. Maybe it was there and it was erased. So it has to be k'sav she'ni yochel lezdayif. Otherwise, the edus of the edim signed in the shtar is not accurate. If you hold edim mesira karti, so then anyways, the real edim that verify the teichen advarim, the edim mesira, they have to have seen the nusach of the shtar. They'll be able to tell you what the original said at the point that it was given over. So if you hold Eidim Mesira Karti, it doesn't make a difference that it's Yochel Lezdayif. The fact that the Mishnah says over here, V'chom Makshirin, would seem to be that the Stomius, that the Mishnayis are passing in the Taka Eidim Mesira Karti, therefore, Ktsav Yochel Lezdayif is kosher.